o'clock. You are on the river, and at 7 o'clock tonight, the DJ bringing you another great mix. Thanks for listening to People Powered Radio.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
What's a piece of advice that you've been given in your life that you keep on coming back to? Something that guides you.
And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days.
Willie Nelson has accumulated his fair share of wisdom over more than six decades of playing. And he's passed his love for music down to his sons, Lucas and Micah. He's also passed along this advice to them.
Follow your heart, follow your instincts. Do what you want to do. If someone says you can't do it, that's a good reason to show them you can.
You know, that is pretty good advice to live by. Willie Nelson has a new album, a tribute to Merle Haggard. It's called Working Man, Willie Sings Merle. It's coming out this weekend, and we thought we'd go into the vault and pull out a classic conversation with Willie Nelson, sitting down with our own Raina Duris from 2020. That's coming up today. It's Willie Nelson on World Cafe.
KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Hibbing police arrested a man Sunday on suspicion of intentional second-degree murder. Officers responded early Sunday to reports of gunfire in the Meadowview Apartments parking lot. They found a man with gunshot wounds to his chest, later identified as 24-year-old Parker Charles Johnson of Hibbing. Responders rendered aid, but Johnson was pronounced dead at the scene. Midday Sunday, Hibbing PD arrested a man without incident and say he is cooperating with the investigation. 30-year-old Daniel James Dale was in custody at the St. Louis County Jail and has not yet been formally charged as of Monday afternoon. State House Speaker Lisa Demuth will run for governor. The 58-year-old joins a growing field of Republicans vying to take on Governor Tim Walz next year. Demuth was first elected to the House in 2018 after serving on her local school board in Cold Spring for over a decade. The Minnesota Reformer reports that Demuth says her solid conservative values cross party lines, and as the highest-ranking Republican in the state, her record as a leader makes her the best candidate for governor. In her initial campaign message, Demuth says she has, quote, had enough of Tim Walz dividing Minnesotans to cover up his failures.
Let's be real. Tim Walz doesn't just disagree with us, he hates us. He's more focused on attacking President Trump than on fixing Minnesota.
Also vying for the Republican nomination are 2022 nominee Scott Jensen, State Representative Kristen Robbins, and Army veteran and healthcare executive Kendall Qualls. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says breathalyzer results previously called into question are accurate. The BCA temporarily ordered law enforcement to stop using DataMaster breathalyzer tests last month after the discovery of data entry errors related to the dry gas cylinders used in the machines. But the agency says its lab scientists mathematically verified that the data entry errors did not impact the accuracy of the tests. Hundreds of tests were compromised because of the error, potentially impacting drunk driving cases. At least one case was dismissed in Aiken County. Superintendent Drew Evans said at a Friday press conference that results will have to be examined on a case-by-case basis, but there shouldn't be any impact.
These amended results will be provided to law enforcement that will provide them to the prosecutors, and they'll make a determination what the next steps might be legally.
From now on, only BCA personnel will replace dry gas cylinders. Half of all DataMaster instruments were verified and secured as of Friday, with full completion expected in the next few weeks. Two Northland athletes took home hardware from the state cross-country meet Saturday. Staples Motley senior and defending champ Audrey Brownell shaved 2.6 seconds from last year's race time, but it wasn't enough to defend her title. Brownell finished second. Detroit Lakes sophomore Connor Maleka took seventh. 12 teams and 37 individual student athletes from Northern Minnesota competed at the meet. Six more finished in the top 20, and the Greenway Nashwaukee Wotton boys had the best team placement at seventh. Two more state tournaments kick off this week. Five Northland teams will compete at the state volleyball tournament, which runs Wednesday through Saturday. Grand Rapids will play in Class 3A, Esko in 2A, and Nevis, Northwoods, and Ataborup West in 1A. All five teams are seeded in the bottom three and face some of the top teams in the state in the quarterfinals. While the courts will be clear by Sunday, there will still be a lot of football to be played. At least two Northland teams will advance to the semifinals set for next week. That's because half of the nine-player bracket is made up of Northern Minnesota teams. Kitson County Central will play Cook County Thursday in Grand Rapids, and Cromwell Wright Area will play the defending champs Fertile Beltrami Thursday in Moorhead. Also Thursday in 2A, Moose Lake Willow River will play in its 18th state tourney since 2006, and in 3A, Grand Rapids will face Benilde St. Margaret's, the same school Thunderhawks Volleyball will play. Manoman-Waubun and Barnum represent the Northland Friday in single A. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Willie Nelson, when he stopped by in 2020, had put out his 70th studio album, which was called First Rose of Spring. This weekend, Willie releases his 78th studio album. Yeah, 78th. He's had a busy last 5 years. A tribute to Merle Haggard called Workin' Man. Willie sings Merle. 92 years old, he's staying busy. And we're going into the vault, pulling out a classic conversation with Willie from 2020 with our own Raina Duris, where he talks about how he inhabits songs that other people have written. We get into that conversation in just a minute, but first, from 2020, the title track, First Rose of Spring. It's Willie Nelson.
The first time that he saw her, he knew everything had changed. Overnight, love started blooming. Like the first rose of spring.
That was from Willie Nelson's new album, First Rose of Spring. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, and Willie Nelson is my guest today. Willie, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, I'm speaking to you over the phone right now. The World Cafe team is working remotely, just like so many people around the country and the world also are. We've been staying home. Where exactly are you right now?
I'm in Texas. I have a ranch out here on Austin, outside of Austin.
The Luck Ranch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been pretty busy during the lockdown. You did one of the first big live stream events that I personally remember watching, the Luck Family Reunion back in March. And you're just about to put on a big event this weekend. We're recording this interview right before the 4th of July, your 47th annual 4th of July picnic, also at your ranch. It's going to be this big online production. Now, obviously, a live stream online is never going to be quite the same as gathering in person, but why was it still important to make sure these events are still happening, even if they're online?
Oh, well, first of all, you know, musicians are, if we don't get to play every now and then, we go crazy. So this is an opportunity for us to play some music, because that's what we do.
Yeah, and when you're performing online, even if there are thousands of people watching, it's different than performing on a stage in front of people. How do you make it so that you can still feel that connection with your audience?
Well, you're right. It's a very difficult thing to do. In fact, it's impossible to get the same kind of feeling that you would get with a live audience. But it's something that we can do and something that I think people may want us to do.
I mean, I think it brings people a lot of comfort right now.
I think so. Music has a way of doing that, and I think people look forward to hearing music, whether it's at home or where.
Let's talk about your new album, First Rose of Spring. There are a couple songs that you wrote on this record, but the rest are written by other songwriters. It doesn't seem to matter whether you wrote it or not. You really seem to inhabit every single song. So what is your approach when you're performing a song someone else wrote? What do you do to make it feel true for you?
Well, it's kind of an instinctive thing. If I like the song, then it's easy to sing. It's not a problem. There's some songs in there that, there's some great songs. First Rose of Spring is a great song. Don't Let the Old Man In, I think, is a good song. They have a story that they tell, and I enjoy playing the music.
Yeah, is that how you decide which songs feel right to perform when they're by other people?
I do what I like. I'm hoping other people will like what I like.
I mean, there are a lot of songs written on this album by folks people will know right away, like Toby Keith and Chris Stapleton. And we're going to hear Don't Let the Old Man In next, and that's the one that Toby Keith wrote. What could you tell us about this song? What could you tell us about Don't Let the Old Man In?
Well, it's a great song, and there's one line in there that really floored me. It's many moons I have lived, my body's withered and worn. But think of how old you would be if you didn't know the day you were born. That's a great line. Toby and I are old buddies and rode horses together, played music together all over the country. So I think it's a great song, and I was glad to do it.
Let's hear it right now. It's Don't Let the Old Man In, Willie Nelson.
Don't let the old man in. I want to live this summer. Can't leave it up to him. He's knocking on my door. I knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside. Don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived, my body's withered and worn. Ask yourself how old you'd be if you didn't know the day you were born. Try to love on your wife and stay close to your friends. Toast each sundown with wine and don't let the old man in.
That was Don't Let the Old Man In from Willie Nelson's new album, First Rose of Spring. Willie Nelson is my guest today on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. First Rose of Spring is your 70th studio album, which is, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. That is a lot of records. But that's not all you've been working on. Recently, you announced that you're working on a new memoir with your sister, Bobby. It's coming out in the fall. You've written several books, including a couple of your own memoirs. But why did you want to write one with your sister this time?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody come up with an idea, and then, I figured maybe they could sell some books and make some money. And I guess maybe they can. Me and little sister, we're old buddies and old friends, and we take care of each other. I talked to her yesterday. She's going to, in fact, we both are. We're going to read the book audibly and record it, and this gives us something to do while we're hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, you take care of each other, you always kind of have. When you were really young, you and your sister took care of each other. What was your relationship like when you were growing up, when you were kids?
Well, she was a couple years older than me, and she learned music before I did and then taught it to me. So all my life I've been learning and listening to little sister play the piano. And I'd sit on the piano stool next to her when my feet wouldn't hit the floor, and I'd be there listening to her play Stardust and Moonlight and Vermont and Down Yonder and all those great songs. And I think I learned a lot just by being there.
And you guys have played music together for a long time. She's part of the family. That's your band. Is there a song that you and your sister especially loved to play together, or that you still love to play together, that we could put on next?
We've done so many songs together, many different kinds of songs. From, she plays a song every night on the show, an instrumental called Down Yonder. If you have that, that would be cool.
Absolutely, we can do that. Down Yonder. Down Yonder. I'm speaking to Willie Nelson on World Cafe today. I'm Raina Duris. We talked a little bit about working with your sister, playing music with your sister. But besides your sister, you also play music with your sons. And, you know, I know that they played on the Luck reunion special you did back in March. What's the kind of advice that you give your sons, the musicians?
Well, I tell them to do the same thing that I did. Follow your heart, follow your instincts, do what you want to do. If someone says you can't do it, that's a good reason to show them you can. Lucas and Micah are great musicians to start with. In fact, Lucas is working on an album of Roger Miller songs, and me and Micah are going to help him do it. We've already cut a few tracks, and that'll be coming out on Lucas's album. So, and Micah's got some things going on, and with his band, and it's great to be working with your kids, especially when they're good.
I'm speaking to Willie Nelson on World Cafe, and we are talking about your new album, First Rose of Spring. The next song I want to play is called We Are the Cowboys, and it's a song that was written in 1981 by Billy Joe Shaver, and you've recorded a version of this song before too, back in the year 2000 with Shaver and Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson. Why did you decide to return to We Are the Cowboys for this album?
Oh, I love the song, and I love Billy Joe. And I felt like it was sort of an appropriate song to do in these times.
Why?
There's a verse in there, so cowboys are regular American people, Texicans, Mexicans, black men, and Jews. I thought that was a great line. It covers a whole string of people. And we're all cowboys pretty much have the same mentality. We like the wide open spaces, and we like to sing and pick and play for folks. And Billy Joe's same way.
You know, it's been almost 40 years since the song was written. How has the idea of the cowboy changed? Like, what is a cowboy in 2020 in America?
I think there's a line in there saying, we are the cowboys, we are the men who can get the job done. I think it applies to all men, referring to all men as cowboys and cowgirls. And I think it has the general application, which we are all trying to do what we can to help our country and to make it better.
We're going to hear We Are the Cowboys now from Willie Nelson on World Cafe.
The Texans are gathered up in Colorado. The kid with the fast gun ain't with us today. The cowboys are riding tall in the saddle. They shoot from the heart with the songs that they play. There's a right handsome woman on up around Boulder. They got slick hardwood floors and a potbelly stove. She swears I am someone that she can't believe in. She's the best Colorado gal I've ever known. We are the cowboys, the true sons of freedom. We are the men who will get the job done. We're picking our words so we don't have to eat them. We're rounding them up and driving them home. American people, Texicans, Mexicans, black men and Jews. They love this old world and they don't want to lose it. They're counting on me and they're counting on you. The world will breathe when we stop the bleeding. The fighting will end when all hunger is gone. There are those who are blind, so we'll all have to lead them. It's everyone's job till we get the work done. We are the cowboys, the true sons of freedom. We are the men who will get the job done. We're picking our words so we don't have to eat them. We're rounding them up and we're driving them home. We're rounding them up.
And That was We Are the Cowboys. It's from Willie Nelson's new album, First Rose of Spring. We've talked about some of the songs that other people wrote that you performed on this album, but there are a couple that you wrote, Love Just Laughed and Blue Star. There are a few themes on this album, it seems like. There's some of them about getting older, aging, and then there's some that seem like love songs, just beautiful love songs. So I was wondering if you'd talk about Love Just Laughed.
Love Just Laughed is a love song, period, you know. And it was the first line. He said, I got to let you go. She says, don't let me go. And love just laughed, you know. So that pretty much tells the whole story. Love does what it wants to do, whether, you know, it doesn't ask us what we want.
And I understand you wrote that song with your friend, Buddy Cannon, who also, he produced this album, right?
Yes, he did. We've done like 15 albums together now and written a whole lot of songs together. He's a great partner.
Yeah, I guess after you work together for that long, you guys must have kind of a system that you've found that works for you. How does it actually work? Like, are you meeting in the same room? Are you sending stuff back and forth?
Usually it starts out with me. I'll write a verse or two to an idea. I'll send it to him. He'll write another verse or two and send it back to me. I'll say, that's great. Cut a track on it. So he'll go into the studio in Nashville with all his the great musicians there in Nashville and cut a track on it. And then he'll bring it down to my studio here in Austin, and I'll go in and put my voice on it. And it's just the most easiest, simplest way to record that, you know, I figure I can do.
Do you still learn things from each other after working together for so long?
I hope I learned something from everybody.
All right, I'm going to play that song next, Love Just Laughed, from Willie Nelson on World Cafe.
She said, please don't let me go. I said, I gotta let you go. And love just laughed. That's all that I remember. It was a bitter cold December. And love just left. Love is still laughing, but you can't go by. What's done is done. And that's a fact. But it was fun in a strange kind of way. We can't look back and smile and say, whatever happened brought us down to today. And love just left.
That was Love Just Laughed from Willie Nelson. There was one last question I was sort of thinking about, and it was something that I noticed as I was listening to this, and how the idea of getting older, as I said, it is something that pops up on this album time and time again. You know, I think in rock music and pop, stars kind of trade on their youth, right? But in country music, do you think that's sort of a different thing? Do you think that that you are able to grow old in country?
Well, I don't know how other people feel about it, but I'm tired. And, you know, I like to do what's easy, and music is easy, playing with my boys and playing with a band, and that's all easy, the music part of it. The everyday living and breathing, and that sometimes can be difficult.
You don't seem tired, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't seem tired at all. I'm trying to decide which song I want to play last, but I think I'd like to play I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. And I was wondering if you could say a little bit about this song before we hear it.
Oh, it may be one of my favorites. It is one of my favorites in the album. It was written by some Nashville writers many years ago. And a singer by the name of Johnny Paycheck had a record out on it. It was a big hit. And I've always loved the song. And I just decided that I wanted to record it. And the last couple of tours that I was on that we did, I did the song every night on the show, and the people loved it. So I said, heck, I'll record it and get to sing it every night.
It's so much fun. I'm going to play it right now. I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. It's Willie Nelson on World Cafe.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did. And it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
That was I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised, Willie Nelson. It's from his new album, First Rose of Spring. Willie Nelson has been my guest today. That was really such a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raina. It's nice talking to you. Hope we'll run into each other down the road somewhere.
I sure hope so. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Those neon lights were calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
From 2020, Willie Nelson talking with Raina Duris. Willie has a new album, 92-year-old, just set to release his 78th solo studio record. It's called Working Man, Willie Sings Merle, a tribute to Merle Haggard. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Willie Nelson. What a trip. 92 years old, set to put out his 78th studio album. That is work ethic. Back into it with the head and the heart.
Virginia don't sound like she used to. Walking home late. Smoking my lungs and whiskey burning in my veins. December won't be so forgiving. I'm haunted by a ghost of you and my past colliding. I can never go home. When in the night, when in the night, thought that I heard you laughing. Wasn't that you? Traveled all over in my life, but nothing slowed me down. This place that I used to love, well, it's just another town. The wind in the night, remember.
to. Virginia don't feel like she used to. I can feel her heart beating for me, baby.
Forgot to do for you, and all the times I had the chance to. Thank you.
You are listening to World Cafe.
that I'll forget this place someday. Lose the little things more every time we sleep. Write them down and take a picture, but it's not enough. Have a drink out in the desert, morning coffee born again inside the head of someone unsure of who they're supposed to be.
One of my favorite musical discoveries of 2025. The band is Palmyra out of Virginia. That is from their album Restless. The song is Arizona. We had a great session with them. You can hear it at worldcafe.org. Back in a minute with new music from Kathleen Edwards here on The Cafe.
In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KEXC provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires. I love to hear about everything that's local. You know, I've been to Riverfest, and that was fantastic. I listen to and support KAXE because you guys are what it's all about up here.
When you donate to KEXE, you're supporting your local community. Help us out now during this crisis of the defunding of public media from the federal government. Thank you for being there for KEXE. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Kathleen Edwards' new album is called Billionaire, but not necessarily in the way you might think. She'll be sitting down with Raina Dura soon to talk about the new record, which was co-produced by Gina Johnson and Jason Isbell, who plays on the record. Here's When the Truth Comes Out. New stuff from Kathleen Edwards.
Everyone turning. I've been working all night long. I put my daughter on my knee. And she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, part of town. Mm-hmm. And I go see her sometime. We make love so fine. I put my head on her shoulder. She said, "Tell me all your trouble." You know what she said? She said, we'll be right back.
Coming down to the end of the hour, courtesy of the Rolling Stones. Before I go, we've had some great sessions with Brandi Carlile, Kingfish, Mae Martin, the Mountain Goats. You can find those interviews at worldcafe.org and video of some of our most recent sessions up on our YouTube channel. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. We'll catch you next time on World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research.